This is Chapter 15, Part 4 of The War on Waste Paradox by Len Bertain, read by Len Bertain. We broke up for the evening. I was now a member of the new CRB. I was not overly excited, but at the same time I felt this was an important position. As Jim dropped me off, Dr. Elby got into the front seat and they told me that we'd get together at 10 a.m. for the first meeting. As I came in the front door, Sandy was waiting anxiously. She had a look of anticipation. I had a smile, so she knew everything was okay. I told her about my new position and was concerned about Calvin. We talked a little about what the new position would mean. I really didn't know a lot about it. It would probably unfold just as Dr. Elby expected. It would continuously evolve into a useful part of the business or it would be disbanded. We went to bed. I was exhausted, and before I knew it, it was morning. Sandy was up with coffee as I came down for breakfast. The kids were still asleep. I sipped my coffee and gave Sandy a big hug as I headed out the door. I had a new bounce to my step. Quality Pump was going to make it, and I had a chance to help to ensure its success. Everyone had heard about the meeting at the shanty. Dr. Elby arrived right on time and began the discussion. He said, "I love the company rumor mill. As I was coming in, someone stopped me and asked if everything was okay. They apparently heard that there was a meeting last night at the shanty. Let me say that you all still have jobs. The purpose of the meeting was to get agreement with Mike Day of the union and him," and Dr. Elby pointed at me. "We're going to start a change review board, or CRB, to focus all ideas into action. It is a way to manage the portfolio of innovation that you guys have created. We have over 400 ideas for wastes identified in the various classes over the last several weeks. Now we need a way to make sure that those good ideas from that group are acted upon in a timely way." He then paused and walked over just in front of me and said just as he began to talk, Calvin came into the classroom and sat down. There was a gasp from one of the other guys who had recently joined Quality Pump from Osgood. You can hear him whisper, "It's Darth Vader." Dr. Elby turned to the class and had Calvin stand up. Dr. Elby introduced him as having joined Quality Pump from Osgood. Mr. Grimes got up and came to the front of the room to take over for Dr. Elby. He was all smiles because he really thought that Calvin was a fine addition to his staff. He was proud to have him for some reason, and I wasn't so sure. But I was willing to wait and have him prove himself to me. Calvin's sole job at Quality Pump was to be the chief WOW officer and to manage the change review board and all the innovation that emerged from that group. He was to serve as support for any idea or waste elimination adopted by the CRB. He was to have no staff and was to use resources of those who would be best served by the idea. Mr. Grimes sat down and Dr. Elby introduced one of his associates, Dr. Mac Michaels. He was going to lead the class over the next week as he tried to define the role of the CRB more precisely. He was also going to work with the classes in defining the projects they wanted Mr. Grimes to support. In addition to all of that, he was going to work with the managers and supervisors in defining their new roles in serving the various work teams. Dr. Michaels had known Dr. Elby for a long time, and he had a degree in industrial psychology and had worked as a machinist while he was in college. He seemed like a knowledgeable guy. He was a lot calmer than Dr. Elby, obviously. He liked to use flip charts instead of the board. He told us to call him Mac, and we did. And as he began to talk about the CRB, Calvin asked, "I thought I was in charge of the CRB." Everyone looked at Mr. Grimes. He turned to Calvin and said, "That's true. You are in charge of the CRB. But what the classes are going to do is to define your job. You are serving the workers and the company, not the other way around. Your role is to do whatever it takes to make the defined objectives of the CRB work. I told you that in our interview, and I made that clear in my offer letter to you." Mr. Grimes' voice suddenly got firm. "Calvin, do you have a problem with that? I thought we made all this clear last night in all of our earlier discussions." Calvin said, "I guess you're right. I just didn't think my job would be open for public discussion, that's all. I didn't understand what Dr. Elby was saying. You really are making this a totally employee involvement organization. Believe me, Mr. Grimes, I don't have a problem with anything you said. I guess I was more surprised than anything. I didn't think you really meant it when you said it. I like the idea of getting employees involved in implementing their ideas and redefining their work. If that's really what this is all about, you have my total commitment to make it happen, and I'm sorry for the confusion. I now see what you're doing. I like it, and you have my support, my full support. Mr. Grimes was glad to have Calvin on board. You could tell that. He then turned to the class, and that goes for all of you. I want to turn this place around, and I want all of you to continue to cooperate. This has all been marvelous so far, and I'm anxious to see what else we can do. So give Calvin and the Change Review Board your full support, and I'm sure lots of good things will happen. Chapter 15, Insights. The CRB is the CEO's mechanism to manage change and encourage ideas. In the Quantum Leap company, the CEO has three newly defined job responsibilities. One is managing change. Two is coordinating ideas of innovation. And three, searching for the next energy infusion initiative. The CRB helps the CEO with two of those functions, change and ideas. And it is amazing how well it does that. It is important to understand why the CRB should exist. First, ideas need a place to go. If they are routed up the chain of command, nothing happens. We all know that. For some reasons, managers have a hard time allowing ideas other than their own into the system. So by allowing ideas to come to the CRB directly, they aren't filtered and have a chance to get reviewed and implemented. Second, the CRB reports directly to the CEO. That gives a message to all employees that the CRB is important. In many situations, I've had CEOs who wanted to direct the responsibility of managing the CRB to other executives. Because the CEO is in charge of change, the CRB has to report to that office. Managing change is one of the CEO's most important responsibilities. You will notice that we don't call this the Innovation Review Board, but the Change Review Board. Although CRB manages the ideas that are submitted to it, when they are completed, they become innovations, or one of the four types of innovations that Peter Drucker talks about. Incremental, most of the War on Waste innovations are incremental. Disruptive, organizational, and new business structure. In a typical distribution, 85% of the ideas coming in are incremental, with the remaining 15% distributed across the other types of innovation. As the CRD does its job, new ideas are submitted and more and more complex because the low-hanging, obvious issues have already been addressed. The key thing here is that the CRB is responsible for managing the company portfolio of innovation. The collection of ideas that is in process, completed, or deferred for later action. In our experience, very few companies have a system to track that portfolio of innovation. It is important to put a strong leader as chairman of this process. As anyone knows who is in a staff position and tries to wrangle support from line managers, Calvin does not have an easy job, and maybe we'll find out that he's not up to it. Who knows? Tune in for Chapter 16. Thank you very much for paying attention.